Perek Ches, Eighth Perek of Erev in Mishnah Zayin. Amas Amayim Shevers Bechotzer. Amas Amayim is a waterway, which is an Amma deep and an Amma wide, and it's coming from the outside of his house and courtyard into the courtyard. So Eimim Malim in the Shabbat, you cannot draw water from it in Shabbat because this area is exposed to a Karmelit. River is a Karmelit. Inside the chaser, it's a chaser, but you have to make a mechita between the water in the chaser and the water outside of the chaser. Because we learned that a rule beforehand that a reshus, which is completely exposed to a reshus, which is aser, both parts are aser. So what do you have to do? Elkin also the mechita gavur says talking to mitzvah of yitziyah. You have to make a mechita into the water, which means that at least one tefach of the tenth tefachim height of this mechita is submerged under the water, or if the entire thing is submerged under the water, that the one tefach sticking above the water, so that should be recognizable. There's a separation between the water inside and the water outside. This is the same that we used in the previous Mishnah, respect to that issue of the Erev Chaseris, also in respect to the fact that it's open to a Kabbalist, he holds that it's enough to have the mechita above the water, and we'll say it's good aches, it goes downward, even though generally we don't say that. The mechitas have to start from the ground. But over here, he was more lenient because there's nothing underneath it. Nobody's walking underneath his mechitas. There's some water underneath it. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh Bamei Shel Ovel, Shel Yemamalim Yemen Al Tizkenim B'Shabbat. He said that there was this Amasa Maim in a town called Ovel, and the Tizkenim permitted people to draw water, even though there was no mechitas inside it. Omer Lag, Yemei Shel Ovel, Yehoi Yobo Kishiyu. Oh, there's a different reason. That the water itself was not 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, and since it was a very shallow amas hamayim, it did not have the status of a karmelit at all, and mainly there was no need for a wall at all. But if it would have the status of a karmelit, you need a wall in the beginning and the end of the reshus to separate between the water in the reshus and the water in the karmelit out of the reshus.